Q&A, filmed as Slumdog Millionaire. Written by Vikas Swarup and read by Christopher Simpson.
Prologue. I have been arrested for winning a quiz show. They came for me late last night when even the stray dogs had gone off to sleep. They broke open my door, handcuffed me, and marched me off to the waiting jeep with a flashing red light. There was no hue and cry. Not one resident stirred from his hut. Only the old owl on the tamarind tree hooted at my arrest. Arrests in Dharavi are as common as pickpockets on the local train. Not a day goes by without some hapless resident being taken away to the police station. There are some who have to be physically dragged off by the constables, screaming and kicking all the while. And there are those who go quietly, who expect, perhaps even wait for, the police. For them, the arrival of the jeep with the flashing red light is actually a relief. In retrospect, perhaps I should have kicked and screamed, protested my innocence, raised a stink, galvanized the neighbors. Not that it would have helped. Even if I had succeeded in waking some of the residents, they would not have raised a finger to defend me. With bleary eyes, they would have watched the spectacle, made some trite remark like, "There goes another one," yawned, and promptly gone back to sleep. My departure from Asia's biggest slum would make no difference to their lives. There would be the same queue for water in the morning, the same daily struggle to make it to the 7:30 local in time. They wouldn't even bother to find out the reason for my arrest. Come to think of it, when the two constables barged into my hut, even I didn't. When your whole existence is illegal, when you live on the brink of penury in an urban wasteland where you jostle for every inch of space and have to queue even for a shit, arrest has a certain inevitability about it. You are conditioned to believe that one day there will be a warrant with your name on it, that eventually a jeep with a flashing red light will come for you. There are those who will say that I brought this upon myself by dabbling in that quiz show. They will wag a finger at me and remind me of what the elders in Dharavi say about never crossing the dividing line that separates the rich from the poor. After all, what business did a penniless waiter have to be participating in a brain quiz? The brain is not an organ we are authorized to use. We are supposed to use only our hands and legs. If only they could see me answer those questions. After my performance, they would have looked upon me with new respect. It's a pity the show has yet to be telecast. But word seeped out that I had won something, like a lottery. When the other waiters heard the news, they decided to have a big party for me in the restaurant. We sang and danced and drank late into the night. For the first time, we did not eat Ramzi's stale food for dinner. We ordered chicken biryani and Sikh kebabs from the 5-star hotel in Marine Drive. The dodgy bartender offered me his daughter in marriage. Even the grouchy manager smiled indulgently at me and finally gave me my back wages. He didn't call me a worthless bastard that night, or a rabid dog. Now Godbol calls me that and worse. I sit cross-legged in a 10-by-6-foot cell with a rusty metal door and a small square window with a grill, through which a shaft of dusty sunlight streams into the room. The lockup is hot and humid. Flies buzz around the mushy remains of an overripe mango lying squished on the stone floor. A sad-looking cockroach lumbers up to my leg. I am beginning to feel hungry. My stomach growls. I am told that I will be taken to the interrogation room shortly to be questioned for the second time since my arrest. After an interminable wait, someone comes to escort me. It is Inspector Godbol himself.